Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look at the steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mabin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mabin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mabin. So sit back and relax and watch Mabin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mabin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mabin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mabin. 8150, 93.9. This studio really looks clean today.
I noticed that
did
when
you
I come
noticed
in.
That?
Yeah, but I will say I didn't give it the credit it deserved because every week, every year on this week, I remember Marcus Mabin saying, the streets look cleaner, everything, the parking lots are cleaner, the studio's cleaner. It's like the city does it right for Derby Week. I will say that. Everything looks.
Did the city come in and clean the studio?
No, but I would imagine somebody did because you never know who might pop in on Derby Week.
Is it Derby Week?
Yeah.
Tis Derby Week. It might have been Drew. Drew's evidently hosting like a gaggle of women this week.
I did hear that.
I'm listening.
Good for Drew.
He's got like four or five women at his house this week.
The only one I know that, well, I'm assuming is Katie Clark. That, you know, the Dating with Katie segment they do every Wednesday. I know she's coming to Derby, and I don't know if she's staying there. I don't know who the other ones are. But I think, you know, it was one of those things like we need a spot to crash.
Wait a minute.
Y'all
just dropping this all on me all of a sudden. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I need.
No, because they were talking about, you know, pet vacuums and everything. Because, you know, he's got the adorable little Chip running around. He's got to get the dog hair clean.
Is Chip still at adorable age, or is it like get off me dog age?
Probably get off me dog to everybody else but Drew.
Yeah. Right.
Drew is, he'll always seem as the puppy.
That's a good point.
Oh, it's my puppy.
My guy.
Like Jalen?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like you still see that little baby dragging that club foot around, and it's like, no, that's a machine, Marcus. That man could rip somebody's head off with his bare hands, like Scorpion.
But his little
fatality.
But his little legs.
they're dragging his little leg around. Look at him. Yeah, it's like no, he's
He recovered.
He hurt somebody. Bad.
He'll do that to somebody
yeah.
else.
Yeah, somebody else will be, you know.
That's not funny, Steve.
So I can eat for the rest of my life. For whatever. Yeah. Why? Because Jalen? Go talk to... Go talk to Nick Chubb about how sweet Jalen is. Nick Chubb's like, I was just trying to end the play. I just wanted to go home.
Puka Nacua.
Yeah, there's.
He hit him pretty hard, too.
Knocked him out almost. Killed him.
He got the quarterback, too. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma, what's his name?
Baker?
Yeah, Baker yeah. Mayfield for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's nasty, dude.
Okay, where we at?
Well, there's a lot of things this
where
weekend.
Where are we at, Nikki?
Look, PK's, it's over. Honeymoon's over.
See, I knew you were going to start with this joke.
Honeymoon's over.
Nikki, make sure there's no recording device.
I went all
on.
Weekend. And
make
didn't get
sure
a commit.
There is no recording operational right now.
I went all weekend and didn't get a commit. What are you doing over there? Just sitting around? Did you get eight guys and figured you're done? Think that's how we do things around here? Pat! Get it together!
You went all weekend.
I need bigs.
Without a commitment. You need bigs and true points.
Yeah. Now Kentucky's got four whole guys.
They're breathing down your neck.
You've only got eight. Seven that can play.
Nikki.
One of them, my other center's dragging his leg around. Like he's
Nikki. How many of the Kentucky commits can you name?
Oh, are you kidding me? He's did a deep dive into all of them.
Mari King, the British kid.
What?
I don't know. Who's the other?
Amari King.
I don't know. What's his name? Amari something.
Williams.
Thank you.
Okay. Never mind that.
What school did he go to?
He wasn't BYU. He was, I don't remember.
Okay.
That's the only one you know?
Well, they just got that white kid over the weekend.
He's just identity politics. I'm just going to label the white kid.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say.
Because that's the thing. It's funny. They're, you know.
You're going to have to do better than that with Mark Pope teams. So.
The white kid.
What is his name?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to just say the white kid anymore.
I know they got the Kyle Chandler kid.
His name from Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
I can't remember his name either.
Yeah. Because everyone's saying that that's
What do you know about the Wake Forest kid?
Not a damn thing. Like, but. Everyone's saying
I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm not trying to like.
No.
Say you don't know. I'm just saying.
I do like the one guy that they have gotten so far that I'm like, okay, that's a nice one. Is the Oklahoma kid? I like his game. The other ones, whatever.
Because Round Daddy did the comparison of him and Stojakovic over the weekend. Oh God, what is that kid's name?
What?
Yeah, Daddy was fighting with people.
They couldn't be two different players.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, not even like remotely close to the same player.
Yeah, I don't know how they got on the same.
Yeah,
I think someone said that, like, you know.
I have to get context to that argument.
Who
is the
Oklahoma kid? What's his name? Oh, man.
I don't know.
Do you think the average Kentucky fan knows who's committed?
Probably. Well, they don't have me to remember. I mean, like, when you start to, like, they've only got four or five guys, right?
Why did y'all start off my day like this? It's beautiful outside. I even rolled down my windows.
It's a little hazy, Marcus. Let's be honest.
It is. Why would you do that?
Just I'm sorry.
Listen.
I'm sorry.
That's causing me a level of depression that, like, it's going to be next level soon if I got to keep on watching these planes.
You know what's caused me a level of depression? It's coming back here and have to deal with this. When I was been in Florida, in my happy place
in
Disney.
Did you know there's planes in Florida?
No, because you can't fly over Disney.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
No fly zone.
Disney and Montana are the only clear spaces.
They're powerful enough to have a no fly zone?
Yeah, you can't fly a plane over Disney.
No way. What happens if you do? Does Mickey Mouse shoot you down?
My boy Ron tried to fight it, though. He did try to take it down, but it was like, yeah, no, because it kills the magic.
Yeah.
So, like, they want you to be engulfed in Disney, and, like, if you see planes and stuff overhead, it's like, oh, Disney? And like, I'm still in the real world.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that had a no-fly zone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing.
Yeah, look up next time you go. though, man.
No, it makes sense.
Every once in a while, you'll see something, but it could be a private plane or a government plane that has a clearance, but it's very
Skyrider, maybe.
I've saw two planes. I've been to Disney. You know how I've been to Disney so many times. I saw two planes ever. Ever.
No way. I had no idea that was a thing.
And I saw a helicopter once because they had they were doing D23. And they had it's like their big convention.
Don't do that.
Hey, you probably wouldn't understand if I tried to explain it to you.
Don't use when you use the word
jargon.
The letters. Yeah, like don't do that around me. D23.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't get it. I'm like a snobby soccer fan.
That's why I'm asking you about it.
You probably wouldn't understand. So it's D23. But anyways, yeah.
So what is it?
It's just like their convention that where they announce, they have it every year. So they announce like future plans.
The Illuminati's show up?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know if Disney's involved in that. Okay. I choose to think they're not.
Is a Brinks delivery guy a good gig? In America, I mean.
I don't.
Because they're across the street at the laundry.
What is Brittany doing with her life?
No, I know. I'm sorry. Well, no, just because the Brinks truck's across the street getting their money from the laundry and tan connection. And they always come out like, you know, armed to the teeth. And I get it. You know, there's money being like processed. But I always mean like. Really? There's like
what is the like?
There's not stagecoach robberies anymore.
Is that like the lowest? Is that like the lowest probability robbery on the planet?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's the most thought about.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's it. Like,
Steve, do you have a more thought about robbery other than the Brinks truck?
No. I mean, that's what you see. Like, if somebody's like envision it, envision a robbery. It's like I just see like armored people, like you know,
like heat.
Yeah, like attacking the Brinks truck.
Robbie Williams. There's two songs about them getting a truck. One of them's called Road to Mandalay, and one of them is called Eternity. Right? Two of the best videos you ever see. Two of the best music videos you will ever see.
Are they inspired by Heat, which is like one of the best gunfights like in recorded cinema?
The Hollywood downtown.
I agree. D23 this year is going to be massive. There's a lot of big stuff coming out.
I bet.
I'm in the Trilly Donovan Discord, and somebody was asking
me. That's my nickname.
Trilly Donovan Discord?
D23.
Oh. Hey. It's mine, too, but it's seconds.
I was going to say, mine's D4. For.
But not much longer, because with Tri-State Men's Health.
Yeah, there we go.
Plug.
What you're going to start hearing a lot more about on this show from me, so I'm excited about that.
Nikki, don't dig in your nose. You're on camera.
Okay.
Okay, so here's this.
I got my semi-glutide, by the way.
See, I haven't got mine yet.
I got mine, yeah. I was going to do it this morning, but I didn't want to rush around and stab myself. Okay. So I'm going to take my time tomorrow, or maybe when I get home tonight.
I'm excited, man. I'm feeling better. I've gotten two of my testosterone shots.
I have high blood pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
I found out.
It's your eyes.
Yesterday.
That's why your eyes do what they do.
Because of my high blood pressure.
Charity
things. What's your number? How high are you? It might make me feel a little better about myself.
I did it like seven times.
Yeah.
And it's probably averaged like 158 over 109.
That's around where I am. Mm-hmm. My lower number is lower because I'm on medication, but my high number is still high as piss. So like,
mine's actually, oddly enough, fantastic. Mm. Like, that's the one
I remember.
Thing.
Yeah, you came in, you were like 114 over something. Like, God bless you.
That was the one. I mean, I have issues a lot of other places, but that's the one I was like, it's going to be bad. And they were like, no, your blood pressure is great. There's a no-fly zone over Disney World. It extends up to 30,000 feet.
Okay.
So over that, you can, you know. That was, sorry, the texture. Okay, I need a center.
This is not good for my blood pressure.
Listen, no, neither is this.
Yeah.
But everybody was poo-poo-pooing on Fitzmaurice, and then Fitzmaurice went to Northwestern. And I was like, it wouldn't be a bad pickup. Bring a pickup, man. He would be a nice piece. And then now he's not an option.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He went to Northwestern.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Now you see. You go ahead.
You would have ruined
Come
my
on,
morning.
Pat.
No. Why did he go to Northwestern?
I don't know. He's 7 foot and white. Why would you not?
Big Ten.
Play for Pope or you play for Northwestern? You got two options. Come on. Patty Mice.
What do we need? What do we need?
We do need a big. We do need a big. We need
What the hell is your problem?
I don't know.
With this we need a big thing.
Because we don't have bigs.
We're gonna play undersized, Steve.
Even though me and you both, and we can talk about this today, really like James Scott.
You know where I'm going with that.
Yeah,
like,
I want to talk about
it. What do you know about James Scott, Nikki? Yeah. Give me everything you know.
Do you know who James Scott is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is James Scott? And you better not be typing it in your phone.
No, I know he's one of the Charleston transfers.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Come on now.
Well, okay, what do you know about him?
Not much.
What position do you play?
What is he, what, power forward? Like, he's like 6'8", I think.
Diener says that's a hard deck. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
What is it?
Hard deck, like Top Gun, hard deck.
Oh, yeah.
Disney.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
I need to watch Top Gun.
It's the original.
Yeah.
James Scott, this is me getting this out of my system.
Calm me down, because I need a big. I'm not freaking out. I'm calm. Do I not look calm? Can you see my face? I'm fine with the roster. I feel great about it. So calm me down.
This is the problem, Nikki.
You're like an old school.
But I need a big.
Everyone needs to calm down. Yeah. You're just slamming a chair.
This is the problem.
I'm fine.
Oh, you can grab that. No, because I want to talk to you. Grab that really quick. Get back on here because I want to explain to Nikki. I'm going to use Nikki as like my conduit to talk to the people.
That was spam. That should be a great
Nikki does not know much about James Scott.
I don't.
Every time Steve and I we get on social media, it's always, here's the problem. You get a commit, and you know what the first comment is? What we don't have. I can't get people to spend 1 hour learning about the player that they just got. Not 1 hour before it's, what about this? Why don't we have that? What can you do that? Or is that? It pisses me off to no end.
I mean,
on
yes,
the day of.
Marcus, Kentucky is about to go over the moon about possibly getting the Mountain West six man of the year. Do I already have the Pac-12 six man of the year and he's like the fourth best player on the team? Yeah, but I'm still freaking out. And I need a big.
No, he's 6'11". I didn't know that.
Stop looking him up. I'm sitting here doing this a social experiment with you. Stop looking him up on the phone.
I am a real 6'11".
I am educating the masses through you. That is the point of this exercise. Nikki. He was the fourth youngest player in all of Division I. He averaged 18 minutes a game. He caught 6 dunks on Alabama in the tournament in the first round for College of Charleston. He was the fourth youngest player, not center, not in Power 5, not any of these, you know, this not Kelly Dick, the fourth youngest dude at all, and still averaged damn near 20 minutes a game. And he knows exactly what Pat Kelsey wants because he played 20 minutes a game for Pat Kelsey and came to Louisville with Pat Kelsey. How tall is he again?
He is listed as 6'11".
He's 6'11".
In shoes.
This is what I'm going
to do. I thought I heard that he was closer to 6'9". Like, I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but, like.
Nobody said that, Nikki. You didn't hear that anywhere.
No, I swear. I thought I heard somebody say that.
You didn't hear that anywhere. Nobody said that. If somebody said that, that came straight from the most adamant Kentucky fan that you have the pleasure of knowing.
I don't know. I'm not hating on him. And he averaged 16.1 minutes for what it's worth.
Okay, I am.
20 minutes. Played the whole game and overtime.
He looks like a terrific player, terrific young player.
Nikki, I am going to send something.
How many oops did he catch against Alabama? 6. That's it.
6 for a 17. We're sitting here going crazy over Jaden Quaintance And this dude is damn near the same age and has played a full college season under our current head coach.
No, that is true. That's baller.
So pardon me if I'm not running up and down the hallways. Like, oh, my God. What are we going to do at the center spot?
I'm not either.
Do you want to know his stat line against Alabama?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Stat line against Alabama. 11 points. One.
Hit sixes.
One steal. One assist. Three boards. 19 minutes played. So, yes, almost 20 minutes.
I want you to look at what I just sent to your Twitter and describe to the people what you're seeing.
All right, let's see. I don't see it.
I sent something
DM. What would it be just to have?
No, I don't see it yet. Okay, there it is. There it is.
Of a brain on the other side of the window.
Whoa. His head is above the rim.
His head is above the rim. What do you see on that little board on the glass?
March Madness.
So would you have any guess where this is taking place at?
I'm guessing it happened during March Madness.
Thank you, Texter. Steve is correct. Scott is the only player on the roster that stands over 6'8". We need bigs. Steve is right. We need a few bigs regardless of how you and other people feel, Marcus.
It pains me to say this, but I agree with Steve.
Of course we need bigs! That's not the point. That's not the point.
Play with one center.
You got 8 players. You're targeting the big market right now.
But we're not getting them. Where's all this NIL I heard about?
How many rosters even have a full 10 players right now in United States of America?
Drew didn't give enough. He needs to give more.
We need more NIL money, Drew. We need donations.
We need bigs.
How else are we going to buy bigs?
I want to know about the players. Now, I'm being
facetious. It's not the point.
I'm being facetious a touch here. Obviously, people
it's
know
not
that.
The point.
But you need a couple bigs.
Of course, you need some bigs, Steve. But I'm not shooting up the flare gun, the panic flare gun. On April 29th. He said he wanted to be done by mid-May.
I know.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, we're getting close.
You know what 2 weeks is in the basketball recruiting world?
Yes.
You know what were we doing 30 days ago?
That was before.
God, you were just looking for panic.
I mean, we got a nice little team.
It's like, you know what? You don't want to talk about Chucky Hepburn for a few minutes?
No, because you know why? Because
he can't dunk.
Yeah, listen, Kentucky's getting guys that hit buzzer beaters. What has Chucky Hepburn done?
Do you get that joke, Nikki?
Not quite.
You don't get the joke that Steve just made?
Who hit the buzzer beaters?
Who hit the buzzer beater for Kentucky, the new Kentucky player?
Lamont Butler. 2 years ago, he was the one that hit the buzzer beater against FAU.
Oh.
Against FAU. You don't get the joke now?
Nice pull.
Chucky Hepburn. You want to know who he beat with a buzzer beater?
Who did Wisconsin beat?
Purdue.
Oh.
What did he beat? It was just a random game early in the season?
No, I mean, it was to, like, clinch the conference, but...
Oh, to win a conference.
Everybody wins conferences, right?
I'm pretty sure Chucky Hepburn can dunk, too.
If you have Chucky Hepburn and James Scott as just the start of your roster, you think Chucky Hepburn doesn't know what to do?
Yeah, right. Steve is right. If we burn it all down, if we don't get a big by Wednesday, we need a new coach. Start looking for a coach.
Okay, imagine this, Nikki. A full tilt point guard and Chucky Hepburn.
Yes.
Right?
I've heard that about him.
Just full tilt, give you all the numbers, and he's a lockdown defender. Okay? Wisconsin experience, right? Point guard, full season point guard, right? A 6'11" pogo stick, okay? That means anything gets thrown up around the basket, young fella's punching it.
I mean,
his head was above the rim. Saying, that was impressive.
You're saying that, but what was his? Do you have his stats pulled up, Nick?
Oh yeah, give me one second.
I mean, I look at his field goal percentage from the year. Marcus is acting like, oh, he just hits everything that's around the rim
because he does.
What's his field goal percentage on the year?
He does shoot 79.
79%. That means he misses 21% of his shots. You mean he hits almost 80% of everything?
The greatest baseball season that's ever been played had Barry Bonds batting like what, six?
Yeah.
600?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just imagine just everything.
Obviously, I guess I got to say it for the one texter. There's one texter in here that's like, Steve's ridiculous. we're being facetious here, obviously. No, Nikki, I love James Scott. That's 79%.
That
is wild.
I have a pogo stick around the basket who's always crouched down in position to look, two hands ready, well coached, right? Two hands up, always down in a triple threat position. And on the wing. So when I run this pick and roll, it's either a floater in the middle.
Yeah.
An alley-oop to a 6'11" pogo stick. Or just so let's just say I go crazy and I put one of the best shooters in the world in Rain Smith. Pure 3-point shooters. An adult who had an Australian, is it Australia or New Zealand?
NBL.
NBL. Who literally, a professional who said, no thanks, I'll wait on the professional contract and I want to give it another run with Kelsey at Louisville. A professional level shooter who has a contract on the table to come play professional basketball, right? Decides, no, you know what? I'm a marksman, and I'm going to give it one more run. And he might just be a bench warmer. That's just purely a 6'2" pure shooter that knows every detail of Pat Kelsey's offense. That means he knows when the screen is slip, when the pick and pop, how the defense is supposed to be ran. Every single element of the Pat Kelsey experience, he can, not only does he know to perfection. He's been to war. He's won conference championships. All the things that you want in a basketball player who might be on a bench.
They will. I think he'll come off the bench. Right. Yeah.
And that's just three randos.
Yeah.
That people are just.
What's that sound they're making?
I can't even get people to talk about these three guys. I go to BW3s or wherever. Hey, Mark. I can't even go buy my Sky Vodka without the guy at the liquor store. Just, I don't know. Might be in a little trouble here. I'm gonna find a new establishment to purchase my liquor. If I come in this store and you don't tell me something good about one of my players, I'm gonna find a different establishment to frequent.
Rain made the second most threes in college basketball last year behind Goki from Oakland.
I hate y'all. Y'all don't appreciate anything. Read that again, Steve.
Rain Smith made the
second. Wait, who is Rain Smith?
He is
a guy who's committed.
Yeah.
And played under Pat Kelsey.
We have white guys. I can say white guy, and you'll know who it is. And he's ours.
Read that please, one more time.
He is, Rain made the second most threes in college last year behind Jack Golke from Oakland.
Wait a minute, Golke, where did I know that name from?
Golke is the hero.
The Hank Hill looking guy.
It's perfect.
He You mean the state trooper that ripped Kentucky to shreds?
You should have saw my father-in-law's face yesterday. As he's going on and on about, oh, man, hey, we're going to get this guy and this guy now. And look, and I looked him right in the face in my kitchen, and I went, I don't care. And look, he started to realize how serious we were because there was me and another Louisville fan in there. I said, for 15 years, sir, I've looked across the court and went, I have no shot. And if I do, it's going to take a perfect game. My 2023 team, who won the national title, squeaked past your NIT bum Kentucky team by 4 points.
Was Nerlens Noel hurt during that game? Not yet. No, he was healthy. Yeah, he got hurt at the
Nerlens,
end of the year.
That's Archie right. Goodwin, Kyle Wilcher, Willie Cauley-Stein, in one of their bum teams.
Steve, do you know what I did? Steve, I was cleaning my home defense system, right? And I looked up at the television.
Yeah.
You want to know what I saw? A 7'1" guy in transition dribbling the ball and Euro stepping.
Yeah.
Carl Anthony Towns.
Listen, how mad was my father-in-law and them sitting there and my sister-in-law's husband. Look, PJ Washington makes a block and they were like, oh, PJ. I was like, oh, the hell y'all do? I was like, that's my PJ. Yeah. I was like, that ain't y'all's PJ anymore. Hey, y'all. I was like, oh, man. We would have said, oh, no. That's a cow guy. You keep your mouth shut over there. That's PJ Washington. Yeah. That's my guy.
over the playoffs, right? Let's just say, talking on the phone to a friend, right? During the game. And to listen to my friend say, well, didn't they go to Kentucky? Yes, they went to Kentucky. Oh, where do I know that name from? Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Where do I know that name from? Yes. Man, so how many Kentucky players are in the NBA? All of them.
Yeah.
About half.
All of them. Wait, Booker. Oh, that's the Kentucky player too? Yes. Yes, Booker. Wait a minute. The Denver Nuggets. I get them confused. Murray and Booker?
Yeah.
Didn't they both play for Kentucky? Yes.
I know.
They did.
They did. But not anymore. Now we got to deal with Lamont Butler and...
Drexel
Forest guy.
Drexel transfer center.
Like, listen, you'll probably still be to some. That's going to happen. You'll still be a good team. That's what I was telling my father-in-law. I'm like, but you're not that anymore. Not that. Listen, I think what Marcus is trying to say, I think what we're trying to say too is I do understand, and I don't think there's a ton of this. We're kind of joking around today and making it fun. It's Derby Week, and you know we're kind of having fun with it.
We're killing till our next commit.
but I do think when you load up on commits, and then of course Kentucky now is entering that same time period, and where we loaded up on guys, it's their time period now for that. And that's why you're starting to see them get some commits. I do get, you know, that you start looking and like, okay, the Quaintance thing's not really, I don't know.
Dependable.
It's not dependable. Mm-hmm. He could absolutely still be here. I don't know what's going on with that. But then you look at there and you say, okay, and then the Fitzmaurice kid goes to Northwestern. Now you've got great Osabor, who's supposed to be here Wednesday, but he's at Kentucky today and tomorrow. And they've been the heavy favorite for him. So you feel... There's part of you that feels like that visit Wednesday might be iffy.
But this still is going to take me back to the original, would you rather not know?
Sure.
Would you rather not know?
Sure.
Because, again, every time you say favorite, every time you say visit, you know, every time you say missed, you know, you can't really determine that until after you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were here.
Yeah, sure.
Now you could say, oh, we got this guy over Illinois and Kentucky, yeah, or, you know, like that. I'm saying stay in that window. Stay in that window instead of the it's drying up.
Yes.
When's the last day to get in the portal?
You're soon.
The 8th.
The 8th, right?
The 8th.
Yeah.
I believe it's the last day to get in. It's the 29th. That means it's plenty of time to tamper and cheat.
Yeah, oh yeah. Start cheating, baby.
Do you know 8 days? You know how many deals you can get done in 8 days?
Can I make a weird statement that I think you'll agree with and some might roll their eyes at, and I understand? He's gone.
I was looking up I wanted to make sure it was May 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
We need a lot, but we're not that far away from having what we need.
Quick commercial break. 939 DeVille. Tell him he can use my predicament. Say, I really need help.
Yeah, I do too.
You see what happens?
What did I? What in what God's name did I do this time?
We're not wasting a maid service on your home.
It's not that big a home, and it's messy.
You see what happens?
How come I don't get to use the perks? I get to use the perks, Steve?
Marcus and myself actually clean our homes.
And so you don't need them.
So we just want a deep clean. I don't do anything.
Yeah, you want
a
deep clean. Yeah, right.
God bless poor Jeanette. She calls me every night crying and complaining about this stuff.
No, she tells you to get out of the bushes.
Well done. I give up. That was good.
People, let me tell you what happens in the radio world, people. Sometimes we have something called trade, right? Trade, you know, okay, with trade, you may use someone's services and you may be able to talk about it. Businesses that are confident that their services will be you'll be complimentary of their services. People are, you know, hey, we have a business. We think you'll be satisfied, you know, with our business, right?
Yes.
So they say, hey, Marcus, you know, we want to provide our services for you, and then you can tell the people what you think about the said services. Now, we have a partner. I won't go into the details of our partner. And I ask about their particular services, right? So I asked Nikki to inquire about a partnership and would the services be available. And I'm telling you, people, before it can get to the next person up, Nikki is already trying to put himself ahead of me in the services department. He didn't say he didn't say anything. These people have been a partner already. He hasn't mentioned them. Now Marcus decides, hey, I may need to, you know, have one of those services, you know, whatever. And Nikki's like, I need it.
Yeah, I need it too. He did it to me too.
Recently,
Tri-State Men's Health.
Oh, totally. 100%.
Listen, I'm doing 100%. You're going to start hearing a lot more about Tri-State Men's Health right here on this show from me, and I'm excited about that partnership. It's helping me out so far. And
me
and
too.
I'll
you're going to hear it from me too.
If Nick Valvano didn't just
I'm going to go too. Just run up the price.
Hey, look, we get there and they're like, "Well, we have Steve down, but we don't have Nick." I'm like, "Yeah, that's because he's not supposed to be here."
I was like, hi.
And they're like, oh, of course, they're so accommodating. It was such an easy thing. And they were
even
like,
even the coffee was good.
It was. They were like, oh, okay, we'll take you back. But I'm like, and then the girl comes in. She's like, we got your paperwork. She said, we don't have your friend's paperwork. I'm like, yeah, because he's not supposed to be here. He followed me here.
That's how people.
This
people,
is my thing.
People, everybody knows what I'm
what
talking
I did,
about.
I when, radioed. When, That's when, what I did. You, I radioed.
When you bring the partner in with you, and then the partner starts making demands, and now just the whole machine has a wrench in it. Everybody has those people with you.
They're like, the guy in the other room is refusing shots now. What, I'm like, I don't know. He's not with me.
You bring the extra, and then the extra has extra requests.
Yeah.
You're like, I got you in. Now you want free drinks too?
I know. I tell people all the time, I'm like, listen, I give a ton of credit to Marcus Maven. I said, he's gotten me indoors that I probably couldn't have gotten in without him. I was like, and then I credit myself for once I got in making something of it. Nick just barged in like, hey, I'm supposed to be there.
You know what? It took me a long time to realize that. I've been in the business. I've been working here for 10 years. It's only been in the last 2 years I've realized that. You know what? No, I'm going to, if the door's open a crack, your boy's sliding in.
I hate when people don't take advantage.
Yeah, that's a great text.
Good opportunity.
Somebody said Nick is represented by Penny Boone's agent.
Okay, that was mean.
Yeah.
That's perfect. What's going
that
on
was
that?
Mean.
Listen, I don't want what you said heading into the commercial break was a profound statement. I don't want to get into it until the top of the hour.
Sure.
Get back into basketball. Penny Boone.
Yeah.
What's
you know,
going on?
What's the VP doing, by the way?
Update me, because, okay, with the Penny Boone, let me just tell you.
What is he doing with his life?
No. Oh, yeah.
He said, what's the VP doing? I said, what is Drew Diener doing with his life?
He's doing VP things, I can tell.
Drew Diener's got 72 women at his house right now. He can do whatever he wants.
He's ordering them food.
Why is he here?
Why is he here?
No, but he's just like, he's got the t-shirt over, like draped over the shoulder. Like,
it's a sweat rag.
Like Jerry Tarkanian.
Nervous.
He's got like like a towel.
He's running.
Okay, but Penny Boone.
Update me, because I've been like typical fan. I see a little Penny Boone. I may see I saw a Alan Thomas tweet about Penny Boone using a Godfather reference. That was pretty funny. So I don't know what's the latest.
Essentially, Penny Boone.
Last thing I heard was Georgia. You're not even recruiting.
And Penny Boone's agent, which seems to be more of the issue than Penny.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, without getting into all the details, Jeff Brom said it on there the other day. He says, bad information leads to bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He said that on what Drew went about that whole situation and kind of left it.
Without going, heavy.
Penny Boone leaves Louisville because there's better deals out there. You know, this is an agent. Yeah, well, there were.
Okay.
Yeah, because Penny Boone's a really good running back.
Yep.
And
an accomplished running back.
Yeah, and there's Georgia, and of course Kentucky wants in on him, and there were people ready to pay him. Agent doesn't look into, hey, barely got into Louisville, my guy. Can't get in these other schools right now. So now you've got Penny Boone out here floating, and it looks like he now has two options. You can go back to Toledo or come back to Louisville. And I'm not sure Louisville's going to let you come back. And if you come back, you dang sure ain't getting the NIL you got last time.
Yesterday's prices are not today's prices.
You're going to have to come back now and play for dang near free and earn your keep back.
Listen, this was the, I was explaining to somebody who had.
And that's not me jumping on Penny. Yeah, I think Penny is going to land the wrong decisions.
Bad. 9.9 times out of 10, out of every 100 situations that look this bad, it comes from a parental, you know, or agent or ego. You know, I won't say 9.9, but 8 out of 10.
Because I'll be truthful. I would love to see something work out where Penny Boone come back if he's not going to be an issue. Now, if there's going to be an issue.
Steve. In this Godfather scene, I was explaining to somebody, right? What would make you close the door on your ex-wife, right?
Oh,
with the kids in the house, and all she was doing was trying to see the kids. And Michael Corleone looked at her with the most stone face and walked over to that door. Look, no. You see what you just did? Make that motion again. No, he went.
Yeah, that's true. It was, yeah.
Slowly.
Yeah. That's a good point.
He didn't just get out of my. No. Yeah. I want you to see the look on my face as I slowly get to enjoy watching this door shut in your face. And I know I'll never see you again.
Yeah. This is it.
And he said, that's what Brom is going to do to Penny. That's the Penny.
It's been fun.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listen. This is the last time Jeff Brom walks right into the 93.9 studios.
Yeah.
You know how he is when he talks to us, when we just kind of close the door and section off. And me, you, and let's just say it's, right now it's Jeff. Me, you, and Jeff are sitting here. JB's sitting over there in the corner.
Yeah. JB.
And he says, Rummage, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
The floor is yours, Steve.
I'd take him back.
Do a better job than that, Steve. He's sitting right there in the corner. Oh.
Should take him back. It's pretty good. No, seriously, I would say, listen.
That's the least inspiring recommendation.
Well, you're asking the wrong person for me.
You don't care about chemistry.
I don't care.
You don't care about locker room chemistry at all. Or that's very low on your total.
Yeah, I'm like, they're like, well, he's causing problems in the locker room. I'm like, well, they're big boys. What I need to know is if I need a first down, can he get it? No, truthfully, that would be my question. Because listen, if he wasn't, because I'm to believe that there were a couple other guys that left here that were locker room distractions.
Okay.
The couple of the Tennessee kids that just headed out the door. Him with Penny Boone, if he wasn't a locker room distraction and the other guys like him, I you take him back. Now, again, the money, we're talking something totally different. So you want to come in here now, sorry, bro. We're gonna have to talk some much lower money here. But I would absolutely take him back. Now, if he was a problem, then no, absolutely not. I don't care how good you are. I'm not dealing with that. That's my opinion. Like, cause he's a hell of a back, man. But I've got a good running back room too. Nick's dead. You don't even know we're here.
Oh, I'm listening. I'm listening to everything you said.
You know, we're white noise to Nick.
We really are white noise to Nick.
I was listening to everything you said. I could both.
You asked him to repeat one sentence
right
out of what you just said. I know. He'd be like, Brom, Boone.
We don't even have to tell Chase to play out. The music just hits. And I'm like, oh, it's playout time. With Nick, you got to beat on the window, drop kick it. I could do the show naked, and he wouldn't know. He'd just sit here.
Promise?
93.9 The Ville.